Welcome to another edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic on Connect FM. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
It is great, as always, having you here to give us helpful information about caring for our eye health. And today we're going to take up a topic of something has a funny name. It's amblyopia. So why don't we start with you telling us what is amblyopia?
Well, amblyopia is also known as lazy eye, and it's a visual development disorder in which an eye fails to achieve normal vision, even with prescription glasses or contact lenses. It begins during infancy and early childhood. In most cases, only one eye is affected, but in some cases, reduced visual acuity can occur in both eyes. Particularly if lazy eye is detected early in life and promptly treated, reduced vision can be avoided. But if left untreated, lazy eye can cause severe visual disability in the affected eye, including legal blindness.
Okay, so amblyopia is lazy eye that we commonly know it as. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the signs and the symptoms.
Because it typically is a problem of infant vision development, symptoms of the condition can be difficult to discern. A common cause of amblyopia is strabismus. If you notice your baby or young child has crossed eyes or strabismus or any other apparent eye misalignment, schedule an appointment for a children's eye exam as soon as possible with an optometrist who specializes in children's vision. Another clue that your child may have amblyopia is if he or she cries or fusses when you cover one eye. That may suggest that the eye you covered is the good eye, and that the uncovered eye is the amblyopic eye causing blurred vision. So it can be an eye that turns in or turns out, and amblyopia is lazy eye, but strabismus, a common term for it, is crossed eyes. Mm-hmm. But in this case, you can have an eye that turns in or out because the brain shuts it off and it goes to its position of rest.
Okay.
Eyes that don't appear to work together are other symptoms. Inability to judge depth correctly because the eyes don't work together, or poor vision in one eye.
Okay. So what is it that causes lazy eye or amblyopia?
Well, amblyopia occurs when the nerve pathway from one eye to the brain doesn't develop during childhood. And this occurs because the abnormal eye sends a blurred image or the wrong image to the brain. This confuses the brain, and the brain may learn to ignore the image from the weaker eye. Strabismus is one of the most common causes of amblyopia. There is often a family history of the condition. The term lazy eye refers to amblyopia, which occurs along with strabismus. However, amblyopia can occur without strabismus, and people can have strabismus or crossed eyes without amblyopia or lazy eye. So when we're young, our eyes are very, very farsighted. Mm-hmm. And most kids with amblyopia are really farsighted with astigmatism. And it's greater in one eye than the other. Okay. Another cause can be childhood cataracts. Now, I have a boy that was born with a cataract. And it's right in the center. It's called a polar cataract.
Okay.
And he was corrected right away. Mm-hmm. And he looks around that. He sees 20/15 better than 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, when I first started in practice, we had a little baby. And the parents opted to have cataract surgery. And we had to fit her with a gas perm contact lens.
Oh.
We had to train her mom to put it in and take it out. Because at that age, they're too young to have an implant put in because they're going to grow.
Exactly.
And the power's going to change over time. Because as your eye grows, the power decreases.
That makes sense.
Because it gets longer.
Yeah.
So strabismus is the most common cause of amblyopia. So to avoid double vision caused by poorly aligned eyes, the brain ignores the visual input from the misaligned eye, and it leads to amblyopia in that eye. So in effect, the eye shuts that eye off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's interfering with the other eye. Sometimes amblyopia is caused by unequal refractive errors in the two eyes. So I had a fellow in the other day. He's still very farsighted. He's a +9 in one eye and +750 in the other.
Wow.
The +9 eye is an amblyopic eye, but he sees 20/40.
Mm-hmm.
So it has useful vision. He has decent depth perception. He just doesn't see as clear in that eye.
Yeah.
So one eye can have a significant uncorrected nearsightedness or farsightedness while the other eye does not. One eye might have significant astigmatism and the other eye does not. So in such cases, the brain relies on the eye that has a less uncorrected refractive error and tunes out or ignores the blurred vision from the other eye, causing amblyopia in that eye from disuse. There is a type of amblyopia called refractive amblyopia, and that's anisometropic, meaning the power is so different in both eyes.
Okay.
Now, one of my first macular degeneration patients had a strabismic eye that turned, but also had amblyopia. When he developed macular degeneration and he only got it in his good eye, that eye picked up vision and straightened.
Oh, wow.
So once this good eye was bad, then the bad eye picked up. The brain turned it on.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Hey, now, I've heard rumors out there that bangs or your hair can cause lazy eye. Is that true?
Well, wearing long bangs over one or both eyes could cause visual problems, seeing that you're not seeing out through it.
Yeah.
But it could even produce a lazy eye over time, but overall it's a myth. So if your child wants to look like Justin Bieber with long fringe, Nicole Richie with side bangs, or Veronica Lake's peekaboo look, don't worry about it. Look
and
think
I don't,
of
I don't
sheepdogs.
Have that trouble.
Well, think of sheepdogs.
Yeah, right.
Their hair is down in front of their eyes and they see.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to be an issue with me with the receding hairline. So, all right. We are talking about lazy eye on today's For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt. We're getting some very good, helpful information and we'll continue to do that in just a moment after these important messages.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt is with us on this edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes, and amblyopia is the topic. That is lazy eye. How does amblyopia get treated, Dr. Wendy?
Well, in some cases of refractive amblyopia, meaning you're farsighted or nearsighted or have astigmatism, normal vision can be achieved simply by fully correcting the refractive errors in both eyes with glasses or contacts. Usually, however, at least some patching of the good eyes needed to force the brain to pay attention to the visual input of the amblyopic eye and enable normal visual development to occur. But it's possible that bangs could cause lazy eye only if it's a young child whose visual system is still developing. Mm-hmm. One or both eyes are so well covered that the child can't even use them, and the coverage is constant day and night.
Okay.
But typically, treatment of strabismic amblyopia involves surgery to straighten the eyes, followed by eye patching and some form of vision therapy to help both eyes work together equally as a team. So in vision therapy, we train the eyes to work more efficiently. And as I've told you before, vision's a learned skill, just like walking or talking.
Right.
So you can train that. And patching is required for several hours each day, sometimes even all day long, and it may continue for weeks or months. It's the good eye that's patched that forces the bad eye to work. So just like my macular degeneration patient, basically with the macular degeneration, his good eye was patched and the amblyopic eye picked up.
All right.
So if you have a lot of trouble with your child taking the patch off, you might consider a specially designed prosthetic contact lens that prevents light from entering the good eye but does not affect your child's appearance. The prosthetic contacts are more costly than a simple eye patch, and they require contact lens exam and fitting and learning how to care for them. They can work wonders, though, in difficult cases of amblyopic treatment when compliance with the eye patching is poor. Or like I told you about the young baby, the parents decided to have that cataract removed because they wanted her eye to develop properly. And putting a contact lens in did the job.
And I'm sure the eye patching for a child especially can be a nuisance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a nuisance for adults.
They don't want to do it. And kids in school make fun of you.
Right.
Now, we've talked before that kids patched their eyes all day long when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
But we've found that if you patch them a half an hour or a couple hours and do detailed work up close, like dot to dot or coloring, circling O's in the newspaper, different things like that, it's detailed work that actually helps that eye turn on faster.
Okay, so it's effective treatment that way.
In some children, atropine eye drops have been used to treat amblyopia. Atropine is a dilating drop. So it dilates the good eye to blur it out. You know, when you get dilated, you're blurry up close.
Right.
Instead of an eye patch. Now, the patients that I had who had that did not like it.
Mm.
And one drop is put in a child's good eye each day, and the eye doctor will instruct the parents how to do that. The atropine blurs the vision in the good eye, and it forces your child to use the eye with amblyopia more to strengthen it. But the thing is, the eye that's dilated is very light sensitive, so like in the summertime, you know.
Be miserable.
Oh, yeah. And the kids just did not like it. The study was originally done when I was in optometry school. One of my professors did that research. In one large study of 419 children younger than 7 years of age with amblyopia ranging from 2040 to 2100 prior to treatment, the atropine therapy produced comparable results to eye patching, though the improvement in visual acuity in the amblyopic eye was slightly greater in the patching group. As a result, some previously skeptical eye care practitioners are using atropine as their first choice for amblyopia treatment over patching. Now, I haven't really seen a lot of amblyopic eyes because we had a campaign at our optometric association and to get the kids in at age 1, 3, and 5 before that occurred. So kids do go to the eye doctor sooner than what they used to.
That's
now,
good
in older patients, I do see some amblyopia. And I had a fellow that was a banker and he retired and he decided he wanted to go play golf. But his depth perception was very poor because he had an amblyopic eye. Now, it didn't affect him all those years working in the bank.
It'll affect your golf game, that's for sure.
So he was my oldest patient in vision therapy, but he developed good enough depth perception that he could enjoy golf.
Well, good.
Yeah. So it's never too late.
There you go.
So atropine does have side effects that should be considered, light sensitivity, like I mentioned, flushing and possible paralysis of the ciliary muscle after long-term atropine use, and that means that the ciliary muscle would stay, keep the eye blurry over time. And it affects your focusing or your ability to change focus. Those with only one good eye due to any disorder should wear glasses with protective polycarbonate lenses. And polycarbonate lenses are shatterproof and scratch resistant. So if anything would fly up, it would protect the better eye.
Sure.
But also people wonder about people with amblyopic eyes driving, and they do very well because a lot of them have pretty good side vision. It's the straight ahead vision. But if there's a concern, you can get the large mirrors from the side.
I'm sure that would make sense.
But a lot of them find a way to turn their head to use their better eye.
Right.
They
just
automatically do that.
Okay. Now you mentioned that lazy eye or amblyopia is mostly dealt with when a person is young. But what about older children and adults that have lazy eye? Is there help for them?
Yes, there is. For years, experts believed that amblyopia treatment was not indicated very early in life. No, if it wasn't indicated very early in life, no improvement in visual acuity is possible. The critical period for intervention was said to be around 8 years of age. But it now appears that older children and even adults with long-standing lazy eye can benefit from amblyopia treatment using computer programs that stimulate neural changes leading to improvement in visual acuity and contrast sensitivity. And one such program is called Revital Vision, and it has produced improved vision in older children with lazy eye in adults and long-standing amblyopia. The treatment generally consists of 40 training sessions of 40 minutes each, conducted over a period of several weeks. In one clinical study of 44 amblyopic children and adults, they ranged from age 9 to 54, 71% of the participants had visual acuity improvements of two lines or more on a standardized chart after a full regime of vital vision training sessions. And it's the only FDA-approved computerized vision treatment for amblyopia. Hmm. Now, as I said, vision therapy, we can do that too. We use traditional vision therapy and computerized vision therapy.
Yeah.
I have one boy that nothing that we did helped, and he's very happy. He mm-hmm. works in construction even,
oh, okay.
and he is very, very comfortable with his vision.
Good.
But we couldn't get the one eye. We had it at 20/80 at one point, and now it's back to 20/400.
Oh.
The big E.
Yep.
So, people can function very well with it,
mm-hmm.
although it can cause problems with kids early in school, and they can have problems reading and depth yeah. perception problems.
Would think so.
Yeah.
All right. So I think the one thing we have definitely learned is that early detection and early treatment is important. And when we return on this edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes, Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt will tell us more on the topic of amblyopia, lazy eye. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Vision directly affects how you learn. 80% of all learning during a child's early school years is obtained through vision. 10% of all preschoolers and 25% of kids in kindergarten through sixth grade have vision deficiencies. Many of them are undetected because few children receive comprehensive eye exams. School screenings only pick up 5% of all vision problems. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy, we appreciate the information you have shared with us about amblyopia, also known as lazy eye. And I think the recurring theme is that early detection is so important because treatment can happen right away. So why don't you wrap things up by telling us about that?
The modern amblyopia treatments improve vision in older children and adults. Most experts agree that early detection treatment is preferred for normal visual development and the best visual outcomes from amblyopia treatment. Amblyopia won't go away on its own. An untreated lazy eye can lead to permanent vision problems. If later in life your child's stronger eye develops disease or is injured, he or she will depend on the poor vision of the amblyopic eye. So it's best to treat amblyopia early on. In some cases, uncorrected refractive errors in amblyopia in young children can lead to behaviors that seem to indicate developmental or other disorders when the problem is purely visual. In March of 2012, Emmalyn Rediger of Washington, D.C. was accepted into Mensa, the High IQ Society, as the youngest member ever at almost 3 years old.
Mm.
But when she was 9 months, she wasn't crawling or reaching for objects, and her doctors wondered if she had a form of autism. Fortunately, her mother took Emmy for an eye exam, which revealed farsightedness and amblyopia. With glasses and patching, she immediately began to interact normally with her environment and learned at a faster pace. Without the eye exam and treatment, Emmy's life might have taken a very different path.
Wow, and that's a story with great impact. So that early detection is so important, and you can do just that, can't you, Dr. Wendy? You can
yes.
detect those issues early
yes.
on.
Yes, and I do children's vision and vision therapy and prism lens therapy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. very soon, we're going to be talking about back to school time.
Yeah.
So
time flies.
Why don't you tell us about school exams that you also take care of.
Yes, it's very important that children are examined before they go to school, especially before they go to kindergarten or preschool, because they may have amblyopia. They may have uncorrected visual problems that can affect their learning. Kids who are going back to school, we should see them before school or shortly after school starts so that we can prevent problems and make them successful in school.
And how can they find you?
Just call at the office at 814-371-2020. If you have to leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. My office is at 90 Beaver Drive, and it's in the Rice Complex. It's the back building with a capital D for dog. And we have a glass door. You go in the glass door, and my office is the first one on the right.
All right. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic today on For the Sake of Your Eyes. Thank you, Dr. Wendy.
Thank you.